Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Good evening to all under the sound of my voice. Today I would like to ask you a question. Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Before you answer that question, I believe that there are thousands of well-meaning, sincere Christians who honestly believe that they are disciples of Christ, but they are not. You may be one of these. You see, there is a big difference between a Christian and a disciple of Christ. A disciple must be a Christian, but a Christian is not necessarily a disciple. Just as a decision to receive God's free gift of life for salvation had to be made to become a Christian, there must be a decision before becoming a disciple. Let's look at a few scriptures in which Jesus talks about becoming a follower or a disciple of his. Matter of fact, let's define what a disciple is. The word disciple literally means a learner. According to Vine's Expository Dictionary of the New Testament words, it denotes one who follows another teaching. For this reason, disciples were spoken of as imitators of their teachers. Here's what Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 24 to 25. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. He also said in Luke 14, 27, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Are you bearing the cross of Jesus Christ? Following in, look at Luke 14, 33, it says this, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. You see, the cost of being a disciple is very high. You must forsake all and follow him. That last scripture really nails the issue down. You see, you must release your claim to everything you possess, from material possessions to your individual rights. In other words, you must lose your life or surrender it to Christ. This is a decision that must be made. Otherwise, it does not matter how many discipleship seminars, programs, or home study courses you have participated in, you cannot be a disciple until that decision is made. In the book, in the classic book, Absolute Surrender, Andrew Murray tells of an interesting story. He says, in Scotland, once I was in a company where we were talking about the condition of Christ's church and what the great need of the church and of believers is, and there was in our company a godly worker who was much to do in training workers. And I asked him what he would say was the great need of the church and the message that ought to be preached. He answered very quietly and simply and determinedly, absolute surrender to God is one thing. The word struck me as never before. And that man began to tell how in the workers with whom he had dealt, he finds that if they are sound on that point, even though they be backwards, they are willing to be taught and helped, and they always improve. Whereas others who are not sound, they are very often go back and leave the work. The condition of obtaining God's full blessing is absolute surrender. Paul talks about it in Romans 12, 1, where he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to a God, which is your reasonable servant. Folks, surrender everything to God, and he will take you where you need to go. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.